Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Junction, and you truly get there, where that is the only sincere desire of your heart, then God can begin to do something meaningful with your life. It's an individual journey. You will have to get there yourself. Where whatever you achieve on earth will never be at the same level with your genuine thirst and desire for the Almighty God. And that is your pursuit. That is what stands as a determining factor to any other thing you do here. Until you get to that place, your reward eventually may be tainted because your motives will not be completely pure. Say all I want. When the Lord, towards the end of 2014, when the Lord began to speak to me about pastoring, and I struggled with it because for some reason I just like my freedom, you know. And being a pastor will put a lot of restriction on your life. And it's not a restriction that anybody should desire. I had some concerns, and this is just me being honest with you this morning, because this is 9 years after. Amen. Hallelujah. And my greatest concern was would I make you proud? My second concern was, I don't want to fail you. So let's not start. I saw in myself a greater possibility of failing than succeeding. So I just felt God got the wrong person. Maybe there's somebody with a name that looks like mine, but they sent the email to my... the letter to my house. So I didn't want to be the reason, you know, why, you know, God has to now start cleaning up a lot of mess. So I would rather just mind my business, stay in the banking world, and do my thing. I was still a prophet, but now you're asking me to pastor. It's not, it's just not me. Like, you can spare me. Like, my desire was that, okay, possibly I could be a pastor in a church. You know, I didn't really think I would have to pastor. I saw some of my friends who almost began to compromise because they became pastors. They were wonderful people, but at some point they started doing certain things, and I have to start going, this thing is not scriptural. What you are doing, it's because you are not a pastor. So I was thinking, maybe it's because I'm not matured enough. Like, if I was a pastor, I would know why certain things needed to be done. For instance, if you are in a church and the pastor has to collect like two or three offerings by himself, because he doesn't do it, people will not give. And I'm telling you, Oga, I can understand the first offering. Which one is? I can understand love offering. Which one is breakthrough offering? Which one is all these fancy names? I didn't get it. You know, I didn't really get it. They say it's because you are not a pastor. I saw them teach other things. And please understand that we are all learning. So sometimes we say things that may not be completely right. Please, have I lost you? Can you hear me? So I had some concerns. And then I had the difficult task of convincing my wife. Because I promised her I would never be a pastor. So, in case she wants to use that card to tell me she can't marry me, so I'm not planning to be a pastor. But here we are after 9 years. All the promises I made, I've broken them. God has put me to shame. So coming into the year 2015, it was a year of mixed feelings, because that particular year a lot of people stopped going to church. Most people I spoke to were tired of regular church life, and myself, I was tired. Now, how do you expect a tired person to market a product that he is not even willing to use? But somewhere in between, the Lord kept appearing to me. In fact, that period, you know, if you've ever been the type to pray for visions, every time, even if I was in your house and I shut my eyes for 10 minutes, I would see a vision. God just made sure, here is confirmation you want. Simple. If I go to a shopping mall and I put my rest, and I go to the restroom, rest my shoulder on the wall like this, I will have a vision. It was so bad. It was so bad. Like, I wish I can be seeing vision like this every day. But you see that period? So I realized that, the Lord helped me realize that I was looking at the wrong thing. If I call you, look at me. Don't look at your weakness. There is nothing about you are going to tell me that I don't know. But I chose you. Emi mo yan e. That's very powerful. To think that you being a Christian today was not even about you. It was God that called you to be a Christian. And then your being in Christ was that you responded. But He actually called you. And you are here today because you responded. And that to make significant progress in your faith, you will have to keep responding. Somebody here now. You need to what? Keep responding to Him. And the day. And what is that response? Do you know that response is? Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You don't know how long you will live on this earth. You don't know if you are going to be 50, 60, 70, 80. But even on your deathbed, it will be what? Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. When you get to that point, you are not afraid of death again. see, because we are in a season now where there's a lot of mixture. The Bible spoke about in the days of Moses, Balaam. The Bible said there was something called the mixed multitude. And please, I say this with every sense of respect. Be careful what you feed on the internet. Most of it is filled with spiritism, New Age. The song we just sang was a song that was brought forth by an oracle that was so powerful. That song went round the whole world. But Satan made an offer. The moment you get something right for God, there's a target on your back. Somebody stood on the stage and sang this song, that all I want is for you to be glorified. Go and check her on Instagram today. Her best friend is Beyonce. And everybody in that circle. And what was that one that, I don't know, that seems very wild. That dress, that raps, you know. Sister Nikki. You see them like they post and respond to each other's, like they are, you know, they actually respond. These are friends. You see them on reality shows together, you all of that. Now she's winning awards. She's still singing Christian songs, so. But you see what God did, eh? The angel that was assigned to her to be recorded. Then they now muted that mic. So you'll be singing, you know, but only the world will hear you. You are no more worthy to stand before God. This is a serious matter. There is something that you must never get out of your mind. That your very existence, even this matter of taking territories, is not about you. There is something God wants to do. That's why He wants that land. And that's why He wants you in that office, in that industry. That's why He wants you in that family. Look beyond yourself. That's why many of us can't see what God is doing. We think it's about us. And as long as you are there, you will go around the wilderness for 40 years. People hear all these things. People know these things. People don't pay attention. I don't want to be a big man of God because I know somebody. I just want God to say, for 10 years you've been faithful. Now let the world hear you. That's all. I don't do it because I know somebody or somebody's friends. Who was John the Baptist? Who was his best friend? But if he preached, the Pharisees will come and they will leave their own church, come and attend his one. That's how serious his message was. Even though he called them vipers, but they still came. They gave offering. If somebody call you viper, snake, will you give offering? I'll go my offering. Say it's not a serious pastor. But he did not even recognize. Say we have some men of God in our midst, Pharisees from the synagogue in our area. Let's appreciate it. He didn't recognize them. Say, who told you to run away from the judgment that is to come? Which kind of this guy? You cooperate with us. We can give you international invitation. These things I'm sharing with you, they may sound so basic, but March 1 this year, this church is going to be 9 years, and by the grace of God, you can clap if you want to clap. Amen. So I've been doing some soul searching. about what I've decided to review why I am doing this job. I'm going to, there's a 9-year appraisal now going on. So to know why you are here. And do you have plans to move to other companies? Do you are you happy? Are you satisfied? Do you have any complaints? I feel so sorry for any man who wants to work with God but has personal agenda. He will not go far. The more you journey in God, the more you will find that you are created for only one thing, to express His glory. If you are not getting that fit vibe, you have lost your way. Church is not supposed to make you more money conscious. This is not a bank. Awesome God, how great thou art. You are God. Pastor, or just a child of God, doing, serving God in your offices or in your area of industry, I want you to know that God is paying attention to you. And God is looking at not just what you do, but how you do. Ojo Olorun wa lara e. God's eyes are on you. He's not just looking at what you are doing, but what? How you are doing it. He's looking at how we worship Him. Not just that we say we worship Him. He's looking at all the times we responded to Him because it was convenient. And He's looking at all the times we made an excuse, but yet we responded to everything but said, God, we understand. If God gives all the territory with this attitude, with these behaviors, those will be the idols that will send us out of that land. Olorun to lagbara o subare mare o. Bible says the fear of the Lord must return to our midst. He says it's fear. The fear of the Lord must return into our midst. That is the only way we are going to succeed in Egypt. That's the only way. That's the only way. So the question is, what can be put on the table that will make me begin to when I decide to follow Jesus, do you realize that you relinquished every right to decide what your life or how your life will turn out? People don't get this thing. They don't get it. They think they do. The moment you made that decision to follow Jesus, you handed over everything. Everything. It has nothing to do with being a pastor. You handed over everything. Whatever I meet on this journey, fine. Fine. The fear of the Lord, eh? And an average Christian doesn't have it anymore. And that is why we struggle with sin. That's why we struggle with sin. Olorun to le mi wa o. Exodus chapter 24. Please, I don't know how this is coming to you. Maybe I'm just having church by myself. I really don't know, but the Lord had invited, go to verse 1. Exodus 24:1. The Lord had invited Moses. And he specifically requested for some other people. Look at this. The Lord said to Moses, come up. And he said, come up unto the Lord, thou and Aaron, Nadab. Do you know something about that Nadab? Huh? It didn't end well, right? Huh? Maybe we should look at these two guys later. Not today. See, eh? He that thinketh he stand. These things are there. They are written as examples to us. If you are reckless, you will pay. If you truly believe, stand by your faith. What is God doing in the house what's the name of that God? Of Baal. Oh, you are a child of God. What are you doing in the house of Baal? Why would the first thing anybody sees about you will be your sensuality? Why? I say there's a trend going on. People are trying to mix the secular with the spiritual. And they are mixing it well, but you see, iron and clay, they don't mix. They will sell it to you to be convenient and comfortable, but that day you'll be rejected. Those people who are selling all these things to you online, they don't care for your soul. They didn't die for you. They will send you to hell. Because Jesus, the Spirit of God says, do not touch the unclean thing. And I will receive you. If you touch it, I will turn away. Don't get it twisted. A lot of us are being deceived and we are encouraging ourselves that God understands. Give me that scripture. Today, we live in a day now. If you don't have anything beautiful to wear, you can't come to church. When did we get to that point? When did coming to church become a dressing contest? If you have palm slippers, wear it. Who cares 2 cents? That should even be an opportunity for someone to bless you. What's your problem? People just behave as... People bring their idols to church and rename it El Shaddai. And you just... We have a lot of repenting to do. I'm telling you, some of us are even only in our pride. We are standing before a holy God. Is today supposed to be? Yeah, a few days ago was it Ash? That's what they call it. So when is he supposed? Is he supposed to resurrect today?
No.
When is he resurrecting? I don't know. Okay, very soon. Okay, they want to fast. They want to fast. You want to share in his sufferings. Will you also pay for your sins? I'm asking. You want to share in his sufferings. When Paul spoke about being a bearer of the sufferings of Christ, was he talking about helping Jesus to fast? When Jesus told somebody to pray for him, did the man pray or sleep? Who told you can help God? That is just to let you know mortality. Mortality cannot help him. Rest. Rest. The Lord will provide a lamp for himself.
Hallelujah.
The best you can do is to escort him to Gethsemane. After that, you sleep. Even people who complain of depression, amnesia, when they enter prayer rooms, they sleep. Pastor, I've not been able to sleep. I'm sure you might. Put them in a prayer environment. They sleep and snore. What are you talking about? You want to fast? You can fast too, but you better know why you are. I hope it's not for Jesus you are fasting. Because some people are still praying for the repose of Muhammad, so up till now, they are praying that God should grant him peace. And when you mention Jesus Christ, say salam wa salam. You cannot wish peace on somebody that is in heaven. The Quran says Jesus is in heaven. You cannot wish peace on the Prince of Peace. You understand? It's your prophet that needs that prayer. You see, they say, Anabisa Salah Wasala. It's not you are praying for the wrong person. You need that. You even need that prayer more than the person you are praying for. It's religion. You cannot fast 40 days for your savior, the man who said it is finished. Religion. That's why many of us are not growing. Give me that scripture. A day will come, for a whole month, I will take those beasts of religion. I'll be killing them one after the other, one after the other. And don't worry, there may be one or two in your own house, but we'll bring them out. You understand? I was born in a church where even the father... If you give birth to a child, your parents are not worthy to give you a name. The church I was born into, it was a cult. Where on your naming ceremony, it is a man of God that will stand and go into the spirit realm and say your name is Elijah. Okay, don't worry. That's how I got my name. No. They get. Oh my. It is what it is, bro. We are stuck here. They held me. The prophet held me. And said, this one, Anoluakpo Adebayo Omoba Ladia Lafia. That was the name that was given. My original names. If you know the meaning of those names, they are very deep. Very deep. By left. The name could not keep me. But those names are working in my life. If you know the meaning of Omo Baladia Lafia, it's a very strong... Please, who can interpret that? The son of the King of Peace. Me and my brother, we are both named here. Luli, sorry. Brother, Pastor David. That's his name. Okay. Don't call him that. I can call him that, but you don't call him that. His name is Luli. Luli means grace. It's angelic tongue. All right. That's what we are taught. So don't ask me for my own. But I'm just trying to tell you that if you don't know what mixture does, go to those malams at Kano and take your gold and say you want to trade it. You said it's gold. They will check it. The moment they find that it's not the quality of gold, they will return it. And you will see the anger written in their eyes. How much more God? There are certain... Go to the bank and go with a fake note. We just play games and think God doesn't mind. He will just overlook it. He will not. Give me that scripture quickly. Because today is about the glory of God. He said, also bring the 70 elders of Israel and worship afar off. Next verse. And Moses alone shall come near the Lord, but they shall not come near, neither shall the people go up with him. So God had given them a beckoning. Now, jump to verse 8. God gave them a beckoning to summon the leadership of the house. And to let them, he wants to reveal himself to them. God wants them to see him. Huh? I want you to see me. So that when you go back to your tribes, you can teach people. Because you saw him. It was a very rare privilege. And it is a rare privilege if you are here now and you have been privileged to see the Lord Jesus. It's not something that must happen to you. But it's a very rare privilege and you should not joke with it. But before they could go ahead, give me verse 8. What did Moses take? He took the blood. That is the gateway into the holiest of all. Not your own righteousness. The one who died. The one who said, if it were possible, let this cup be taken from me. The man who embraced the cross by faith, not because he was strong for it. He sprinkled the blood and said, behold the blood of the covenant which the Lord made with you concerning all this world. So there was the sprinkling of the blood which preceded that entrance. But I'm not going to stay here today. Go to verse 9. Then went up Moses and Aaron and Nadab and Abihu and the 70 elders of Israel, and they saw the God Israel as there was under his feet, as it were, a paved walk of what? Sapphire stone. And as it were, the body of heaven in what? So they looked at him, and underneath his feet was the heavens. God, reveal yourself to me. Reveal yourself to me. Okay, let's answer that prayer. Give me that scripture. The body of heaven was in its clearness. Like all the angels, the way they are going up and down from the gate to the palace. Everything is happening under his feet. Everything. You see why God is not worried about your problem? All he has to do is just move the leg. And your problems are solved. He's not worried about the devil. The heaven in his vastness. Just there. Next verse. And upon the nobles, he laid the nobles of the children of Israel, he laid not his hand, and also they saw God, and did what? They ate and drank in God's presence. When they saw God face to face, and they saw the universe, the realm of God, God now gave them food. ate and drank. Go back there. Next verse. The Lord now said unto Moses, you, come up to me, leave them. Come up to me in the mountains and be there. I'm not going back. These ones, this is the height of their experience. You cannot eat. Come up here. And I will give thee tables of stones or tablets of stones and a law and commandments which I have written. So while they were eating and everything, God was documenting the agenda for the meeting with Moses, what he would take back. So it's just like you come into God's presence, you fall under the altar, you speak in tongues, you baptize in the Holy Spirit. But by the time you are done, no instruction, no word, no prophetic declaration, nothing to guide your experience after that season. So you go back and you tell your friend, my God, church was powerful today, hallelujah, hallelujah. But on Monday morning, you have nothing to work with. And that is the experience of many Christians today. I challenge you, if you can beckon to God to bring you into a realm in glory, nobody will force you to be fervent again. Because the things your eyes will see, the things your ears will hear, oh. Unfortunately, not everybody will have this experience. But this actually happened to Moses. I think it should be Exodus. No. Ezekiel chapter 3. Let's try verse 12. Then we'll come back to Ezekiel 3:12. Ezekiel 3:12. Then the Spirit took me up, and I heard behind me a voice of a great rushing, saying, blessed be the glory of the Lord from his place. Now, this word great rushing was also found in Acts chapter 2 when the Holy Spirit came. So, that great rushing was a voice. It was saying something. But not everybody can interpret that conversation. You have to be spiritually high up there to be able to hear a rushing wind and understand that it is a language where God is actually speaking to you. When the Lord beckoned in our scripture to Moses and said, come up to the mountain, how many people did he summon? How many people did he ask to come up? Go back to when the Lord said, Moses, come up. Was it just Moses? No. I'm saying when God told him to leave the people and come up, did he ask another person to follow him?
No.
All right. Go back to that scripture in Exodus 24. Let's start from verse 12. And the Lord said to Moses, come up to me into the mount and be there, and I will give thee the tables of stone and a law and commandment which I have written, that thou mayest what? Teach them. That means the height of the experience is that you'll be taught the ways of God. There is no point in coming to church or being regular in church if you will not learn the ways of God. Believe me, I was talking to my wife. I don't know how you guys enjoy this, you know, your Sunday service, but it's not fun for me. From the beginning of the service to the end, it's not fun for me. Alright, because this one is my job. For you, you came to be blessed. Alright? So, we are in the same, under the same canopy, but having different experience. And I told my wife last night, I said, sometimes I wish I could skip church. I don't even know, did she even respond? I just told her. You know, part of the problem with church on Sunday is that you have to like, what will I hear again? Like, I don't know about you, you start thinking. Like, it's like you don't have clue to. Who knows what I'm talking about? You're just like, see what I wore. It's the indecision that put me in this condition. Point of reference, you cannot serve God based on how you feel. Show up. Say, he called him on the mountain and told him, be there. The things I want to put into your hands is so that the people can be taught. If we cannot teach them, they will not be able to enter the promised land, even though I promised them. So with every great prophecy must come great teachings. And teachings can be boring. How many of you have ever enjoyed sitting in a 3-hour class and the only person enjoying himself is the teacher? And it's like, this man should just round up and go away. But the man seems to be, the moment you think it, he will not have energy again. He will start firing down. And you don't even, you lost, the man lost you at the 20th minute. And this is a 3-hour class. And then they say, I hope, any question? You can't ask any question because you don't even, you are not even following the man. Like, where is the question going to come from? And you lost me from the introduction. I want to consider the law of thermodynamics. And that's the last thing you heard. You didn't. All of a sudden, you say you want to move from physics to chemistry, that you think chemistry is better, only for you to get there. They now scattered your head completely. So you'll be missing chemical. How will this one pay my bills when I graduate? They just be mixing it. Look at that scripture, verse 13. And Moses rose up. Moses rose up to obey God and his minister, Joshua. Was Joshua trying to be the next pastor? Do you think he had the desire to be the next pastor? Do you know that if Joshua was many of us today, we'll be angry at Moses? Because when 70 elders were chosen, they didn't call him. It's just like, we have, I think in Harvest World, we have quite a number of pastors in the other churches. And everybody will be like, if I step down now, the new pastor will come from among the current pastors. And I say, by the grace of God, let's celebrate John Ewuji. Hallelujah. Praise God. John will be as lost as, you see the way I just say, you'll be confused. Or I say, Brother Sunday, our head usher, he would think I want him to help me get something. Like you are the next pastor. Following God requires having a true heart. If you don't have a true heart, you cannot go far. It won't be the devil that will stop you. You will be the one to stop yourself. That guy was being sent. Go and call Eda Tomori. Go and call Eda Abdulkadir. Go and call Eda Chikeze. Till they counted 70, one did not even show up. It's so annoying. Pastor, I've been with you. Finally, Joshua joined them. Moses did not look in that direction. But he had a heart to follow. Give me that scripture. And Moses went up into the mountain. Give me verse 14. And he said unto the elders, tarry here for us. The moment Moses saw that this one was not going anywhere, even though the instruction said, come alone. In case you go and die there, somebody needs to bring your body back. He told the elders. He didn't tell them God said, come alone. He said, I'm going with my PA. But the guy was not going there to do anything. It looked like time wasted. Because the problem with Moses is that anytime he goes, we don't know when he will come. Joshua is married. He did not tell his wife, well, I'm coming. They went for prayer meeting and from there, climbed. If it was the American women of today, or this woke generation, you will be in that prayer meeting, you will get a notice of divorce. that the man has absconded with his pastor. We don't even know if they are gay. She will get an email. I know on that mountain there's no network, but you will see that email. You see that email. What was Joshua looking for? Always gumming his body to Moses. The instructions say, come alone and be there. You decided to tag along. There is a blessing in following. If you follow long enough, God will get something for you. Yes. The reason why that man was chosen was because he was the only man that was close to Moses that was never forced or beckoned to follow God. There are some people, if God needs them now, you know they have been flashing, you are not picking. They sent you text, you did not pick. You say you have network problem. If God wants you, you just in this one, allow one small problem. Bam. Service is 8 here. You'll be here at 6 o'clock at the door. All of a sudden, your roommate notice you wake up four. But it's because there's something now. There's a problem. So now you have to be close to God. If you are like that, there may be some use for you, but it may not be a very high use. God always looks out for those who follow him because they have seen the blessedness of following Jesus. Not because they want to be Jews. Sincerely, it can be a burden to be called a Jew. Because if a conductor refuses to give you your change, you can't fight. Even though I have a friend who says, if I can't collect my change, my friend, I will give you something that a cost that you will be battling with for the rest of your life. I will not mention his name. Somebody was messing around me and I was so quiet. My wife was feeling for the person because my wife was like, this person doesn't know my husband. Like, the only good thing about this is his face. I said, okay. Is that all? Is that okay? That's fine. My wife was like, my husband should not explode. This man followed Moses, followed Jesus. He didn't know when they would be back, but he tagged along. When Moses was coming back, God did not say anything to Joshua. Only one man was blessed in that meeting. So what do you think, if you are a Joshua, you can learn from that kind of experience? If you are close to Moses and you see the way God calls him, you will, so if God loves you, he will usually beckon to you. Expect God to always crash your party. You are going out, you have an appointment with your friend, you are going out to have lunch, is, you know, your inner circle, and as you are about to dig your fingers into the pizza, the Lord will say, come now, into the restroom. And you know that voice. You say, guys, I'm coming. You get into the, you've not locked the door. No prayer point. You just enter into the spirit of prayer. If you have a smart friend like Tina, once they don't see you for 10 minutes, you say no. Then once they say no, leave her. If Tobey goes like that, don't worry, leave her. No need for someone to come and say, hey, you know, because some friends are just unspiritual. They are from the door, they can hear your voice. They say, Tobey, are you okay? No, I'm fine. I'm frying egg. You heard me. Okay, I'm not eating pizza again. What's your problem? And some of them want to stop that. Are you an agent of Satan? You met somebody pray. You are asking, are you okay? Don't you have anything to pray? Familiar with them? Do we have to be friends? That guy would have learned the art of prayer from Moses. None of the Israelites saw Moses pray? You want God to now put an unspiritual person as the next leader? So how did Moses bring the financial record? It's only money. Okay, want to appoint local government chairmen now. All of you that were there when we bring our own candidate, he doesn't know anything. Till he follows the map and they will find themselves back in Egypt. If you started this journey spiritually, you can only end it spiritually. That guy must have seen the Moses that most people never met. A Moses that can stay in God's presence and learned how to be there without looking at his watch. A Moses who realized being with God was more important than preaching. That the day you come to this church and you hear my and you hear my voice in that place, and they say, the job has been lost his last Sunday. Pastor is still inside. It's not the time for people saying, we need to check on, is he even okay? He must be very tired. What's your business with even me, I can't go out. I have the key, I can't go out. The person said, come up here and stay there. You have to pay attention to those little commands. Say, come up and stay there. That stay there, it means it's when I release you. They are fighting downstairs. That's not your business. Somebody ran away with church offering. That's not your business. Me, I said, come up here and do what? That is why many of us are not strong. We don't stay long enough. The same miracle of parting the sea. Joshua repeated a similar miracle, but he used the sword. And they stepped into the waters with the ark, and the waters went into the ground. Father like son. I want to encourage you today to reject every modern trend that tries to teach you how Christianity should be. If a man has not had a track record, be careful listening to him. Many of the white people who are validating the false prophets in Africa, is they wonder why we don't shout when they shout. It's because we know those people. We know them. We know ourselves. We know ourselves. Now some of them in the U.S. now have been shouting and rejecting the prophets from Africa that they are sorcerers because their eyes are finally beginning to open. The ones you call Papa, the ones that you cannot pray to God except you see them. A pastor is supposed to be a helper of your faith, not to be God in your life. That's why many pastors are getting old and dying. I heard a white woman say to a pastor somewhere in Africa, he says, because of your grace. She's also an apostle, that I am who I am. I thought the pastor would also say, let's give glory to God. The pastor would say, yes. Yes. Some of us are not aware of what is going on. If we are not careful, 5 years from now, the people we call worship leaders will be entertainers. The Lord forbid. Those who give us joy will be comedians, not the joy of the Lord. The glory of the Lord will leave our midst, and we will not know it. And it is the glory of the Lord that changes a man. Where the anointing fails, the glory will redeem. Because when Israel sinned against God, they lost the ark of the covenant. But when the temple was put in the same place with Dagon, the glory and the vengeance of the Lord rose and destroyed Dagon. Dagon is the fish god. That's where you get marine spirits from. The word Dagon, the fish god, destroyed it. They coupled it. It broke. By the third time, they could not piece it together. That's the glory of the Lord. There are battles God's glory fights. The moment anybody touches it. And that's why I beg all of you in the name of Jesus Christ, please, I'm a young man. Don't exalt me beyond my measure. Please, I don't want to die young. God will not say, oh, because I used him. There are some things he doesn't play with. Huh? His glory. What was Satan looking for in heaven? Till today is an enemy of God. What was the offense God had, the quarrel God had with Moses? He said, you did not magnify me before the people. Ah, Esther, we have done worse in Nigeria. We have done worse. Can you imagine the only quarrel God had with Moses? I say, speak, and you struck. That's all though. But the miracle happened. God now said, we want to have meeting. Moses, you did not, you cannot continue this work. Say you cannot, you are not fit. I thought you are a responsible man. Sir, what are you talking about? I told you to speak and you, that means you crucified the Lord twice. In the calendar, he was meant to be crucified. Nishiro and John, you won't do it again. It's not like that. He said, you did not magnify me. So what that means is that when Moses struck the thing, he now stood there. Are you getting it? The moment he struck that thing, then he started speaking against God's people. You vipers! Who told you we could not do this miracle? We could not. Number one, he disobeyed. Number two, you spoke to my people anyhow. You cannot continue. It's like you are getting old. That was it, oh. That was it. This issue of God's glory. God doesn't play with it. If you touch it, you touch fire. And many of us have touched it. We have gone to mortal men in our offices. Thank you, sir, for that promotion. If not for your influence last minute, I would have... Michael said, Baba, you sleep. See your boy, oh. A generation that does not know his God. A generation that does not know how to honor God. A generation that will God will use. They will not stand there like we are the man of God. That was the end of Moses. But look at the oracles that was at work in him. Even in his death, he was powerful. That even Satan had to come. We need this body. We can use it. Out of God's anger, if I leave this body, he had to send an angel. Go and retrieve that body. In 40 years of one man walking with God, his body became a habitation of powerful spirit, the anointing, the glory of God. And he was like a living temple. And Satan did not mind that corrupted body. Give me. I can do something with it. So today, they would have glorified that body today. It will be one of the gods of Egypt. It will be one of the gods of the land that people will pray to. And they will be seeing testimonies. They will be having testimonies. Say, Moses. The Lord forbid. All of us will end well in Jesus' name. But these things are written as examples to us. These things are written as what? Examples to us. And in this season, the Lord is calling us to make him the center of attraction. Not to allow any man whether his name is Gwinga or whatever, to stand in the moment you see me doing it, just call me, call me, say, come down, Pastor, come down from that place, come and sit down first. Because God does not play. Finally, there was a man, Herod, who wanted to kill Peter. He had already taken James. And he gathered to give a speech. And when he got there, people were shouting, Emilokan, both the Soroti Wale. That they were shouting that even if you don't say anything, you have won. This is the voice of God. This is the voice of God. This is Cicero, Aristotle. Let him make his speech. They say no. The people put the man in trouble. Number one, you have the senior pastor of a church in chains. You are here giving speech. An angel was just passing, sir. Oh, what's going on here? Send message on Slack to heaven. Like something is going on here. There's one man here sharing God's glory. Why, you know what to do now? The Bible says the guy worms. He decayed on the spot. And worm started. The people who pushed him, what happened to them? If they push you, don't push yourself. I'm saying this now, some of you are laughing, some of you are jotting. When you go back home, go and deal with the matter of the fear of the Lord. And go and deal with the matter of what you have done with God's glory. I have shared with you these things today. It's not because I don't know what other people will preach this morning. Eh? But if you want your blessings to be lasting, you must prioritize the fear of the Lord and His holiness above every other thing. The Lord will give us understanding. So we come
to the grace as we enter.
Holiness, if we make Him first and only again, then we will come to know that He is the God of all flesh. Let us take away the idols and our desire for fame and our desire for things that will not last. Jesus said, I am the true bread from heaven. Your fathers ate manna and they died. Say, but whosoever eats of this bread shall never, never die. It starts with your desire. Some of you will need to choose Jesus again. And repent from your rebellion. Hello. is taking us deeper than we have ever been. He will lead us by the shadow of love. He's taking us deeper than we have ever been. Now, before I take my seat, with all eyes closed, if you are struggling in your relationship with God, I just want to pray with you. Please stand wherever you are. And I would like to say a word of prayer of restoration. Please, in 1 minute quickly, if you are in that category, stand up. If you are struggling in your relationship with God, please stand up. Let's join our faith together. Yes, come on, come on. Just respond in faith. Father, you are the God of mercy. For everyone who is standing here and for those who are responding online, Lord, under this corporate anointing, we ask for your mercy. We ask for restoration for everyone who is asking you for a fresh start. In the name of Jesus Christ, we release you from the shackles of sin. We release you from the shackles of lukewarmness. And we ask that the Spirit of the Lord will revive you again. Everyone that is asking the Lord for revival, we ask that in the name of Jesus Christ, the one who died and rose again for our justification, that you will be revived today. Oh, your love for God will become revived again. In the name of Jesus. That you will not struggle to serve Him. You will not struggle to love Him. You will not struggle to respond to Him. The Lord will renew His covenant with you. In the name of Jesus. That in a day like this, your joy shall be restored. Oh, your confidence in the Lord will be restored. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's put our hands together and bless the Lord for these wonderful people.
Baba, me, kiss me as we enter.